The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich, who's with me as he is each and every week, on tour right now with his Cleveland Browns in San Diego. As college football, the top 10 is a mess. NFL football, well, they're already playing this morning, man. In London, the Jets on top, 27-7 over the Dolphins. And then a whole slate of games as well the rest of the day. And the Ravens and Steelers, well, they already played on Sunday. Or I'm sorry, not on Sunday, but they played on Thursday. And I'll tell you what, man, oh man. Major League Baseball really heating up with the postseason literally right around the corner. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you, buddy?
Hey, this whole it never rains in Southern California thing has been debunked. It's gray. It's overcast. I got to say, I think the Browns brought the weather with them from Cleveland to Southern California. And that play played to their advantage if it stays like this all day, which I don't expect it to do.
You know what? They brought it to Arizona, too, because it's raining in my backyard pretty crazy right now. The weather has changed, if you will, for us. Much different. Really much different. We got some rain. We got some clouds. We don't have triple digits either. Anyways, we're going to just get loosened up. We're getting warmed up. It is Dorf on Sports. So much to talk about in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today. 1-800-684-5929. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
With colder temperatures just around the corner, people are looking for ways to maximize their heating dollars. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll make sure the heat you're paying for gets into your house right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
In homes with forced air heating, the ductwork is your lifeline to warmer air, so you want it to operate efficiently. Unfortunately, many times these pipelines have leaks that cost you comfort and money, especially if they run through unheated spaces like a crawl space, basement, or attic. Inspect the ducts with the system running to find any areas where warm air is escaping. Seams and joints where two or more pieces meet are the most likely culprits. When you find a leak, seal it with foil-back duct tape. You don't want the typical cloth-back stuff for this job. Then, paint over the tape with a generous coat of duct mastic. This will dry to form a flexible but permanent seal, keeping the warm air where it belongs. I'm Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Get it in here. I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can join us, by the way. I haven't thrown this out there. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter as well, at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. And be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, let's get into some NFL football talk. What do you make about Andrew Luck sitting out on Sunday to not play, to kind of sit back, as he's had 7 interceptions over the first 3 games? Not the start that you would have expected from the Colts by any means, but what do you think about him taking a seat and not playing?
Strange situation there. You could do a lot worse than Matt Hasselbeck as your backup quarterback, but I'm curious what's actually going on and how Chuck Pagano's handling the situation. I don't know if you caught the bit from Greg Doyle, formerly of CBS Sports, now with the Indianapolis Star. He asked Pagano the other day a question that really seemed ridiculous, and Pagano said as much, but he asked if Andrew Luck was not only in the building but in the state of Indiana, because suspicion is that when you have shoulder problems, that you're in Alabama visiting with Dr. James Andrews, and that would be such a shame for a can't-miss phenom like Andrew Luck. He hasn't played like it this year, but it would be such a shame if there's something that's going to curtail his career when, you know, when he was one of those no-doubt-about-it guys, and it kind of depresses me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, interesting development. We'll have to see, you know, how it shakes out. But ultimately, you know, we know that Andrew Luck is the guy that will hopefully be the one that leads the Colts, because they seem to be a pretty darn good football when he's at the helms. And obviously that's under the thought process that he's 100% and able to do what Andrew Luck is able to do. So, you know, we'll just see how things shape out there. You know what? It's been interesting when you think about all the quarterbacks that have had issues early on in the season. You know, Tony Romo out another 8 weeks or something like that. Jay Cutler, I saw him in the building. Is he playing today?
You know, I don't think it matters with the way the Chicago Bears have been playing, but you got to get him on the field. You know, you're paying him way too much. You've got way too much committed to him. And you got to figure out if, you know, if you're going to go forward with this guy. But if he's hurt, you know, he can't play, he can't play.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Raiders have got to be kind of chomping at the bit there. They're playing inspired football. I've been impressed. You know, we'll talk about some of the negatives or, you know, with guys getting injured. But now let's switch it to maybe some of the positives. You know what? Derek Carr, say what you want, but he's played pretty precise football, if you will, seems to be mature and wise and makes good decisions. And right now the Raiders somehow have a winning record because of it.
You know, I've still got a bad taste in my mouth of the Oakland Raiders from a week ago when they defeated the Cleveland Browns 27-20 in Cleveland. You know, Amari Cooper, something special. You know, there's talk that Joe Hayden was hurt last week right at the beginning of the game, and that's why the Cleveland secondary struggled. But, to keep it on the Raiders, Derek Carr, you know, was a, you know, not a diamond in the rough, but a great pickup there.
early in the second round for Oakland. You pair him up with Amari Cooper. You figure out your running game. You know, they made a mistake in letting Jared Valdir walk in free agency to the Arizona Cardinals, but you don't really want to harp on that. And then you have a guy, you know, a guy that's being compared to Lawrence Taylor on the defensive side of the ball. You know, he went to Buffalo. You know, he didn't play against the greatest competition, though he did play well against Ohio State when he was at Buffalo. But Khalil Mack, I mean, that's got to be a dream scenario for a guy like Jack Del Rio. And I'm going to tell you something else. You know, we talked about college football in the first hour, but man, did USC whiff by getting Sarkisian and not going harder after Jack Del Rio, who, you know, who's doing a great job with the Oakland Raiders. And I think that their record is reflective of his leadership.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, man. You know, you can't say enough about Jack Del Rio. Look, he's a very, very good coach. He's in touch with his players. You know, let it play out there at USC. You're also talking apples and oranges to a certain degree when you're comparing college coaching to NFL coaching, in the sense of the type of human being that you're dealing with, you know, and what you're doing at each level. So I almost think it's difficult to compare one versus the other, if you kind of understand where I'm going with that.
Yeah, you know, it seems like we're talking a lot about those schools in Southern California and in the city of Los Angeles on a show that on a show where our resident Southern California homer has sat out. But at least after this week, he can't gripe about not being able to watch the Dodgers. Of course, I'm talking about Fred Wallen, our partner in crime for hour two of this program on Sundays.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Dodgers, he'll be able to watch them on Fox because they'll play those games for him, and they'll play them all over the country. They won't black them out in L.A. for some reason, but they'll have to play them. They'll have to show them. But let's keep moving on with some of the things that are going on in the NFL. And, you know, I don't want to get too much into this because on the other side, we're going to hook up with Steve Pfeiffer, a sports radio personality from Milwaukee, and we're going to talk to him about the Green Bay Packers a lot, and he's a big Colts guy too. So we'll kind of get his feel on what's going on there with Andrew Luck too and the Indianapolis Colts. But, you know, comparisons this week for Aaron Rodgers with Michael Jordan, and I think it's ridiculous. I think it's absurd. Again, apples and oranges. You can't compare the two. You're talking about a guy who was on the floor with four other guys versus a guy who's out there with 10 other guys, and they're just different, man. They're not the same. I hate when people make comparisons in a lot of senses. Some are good, but some, like this one, doesn't make a lot of sense to me, Jeff.
Look, it's not apples to oranges. It's apples to dump trucks. I can't even have that conversation because it's such a different world in the NFL. I mean, you know, I'm from Cleveland. I'm a Cavaliers fan. I understand that how LeBron James can influence an entire team and basically carry a team like that.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron Rodgers has the ball in his hand every play. You know, I mean, you could go with the point guard comparison, but it doesn't make a lot of sense because football is just so many moving parts, whereas basketball's got its moving parts too, but not nearly with the complexity of football, especially at the level that it's played at in the National Football League. That said, Aaron Rodgers was rated average by this site called Pro Football Focus, which is very well respected. I tend to look at players that, you know, that don't put up fantasy stats, you know, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, stuff that happens off camera. I count on that site for that. But you can't tell me his performance against the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football was anything short of spectacular.
Oh, no, I agree. And, you know, I'm going to sound like a homer because we all know I'm a Green Bay Packer fan from the day till the day I die. I'm born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. But look, the bottom line is his footwork is second to none. He reminds me a lot of Joe Montana with a little bit more, obviously a much heavier arm, more pop in that arm. But the way that he moves around and is able to throw on the run really reminds me of Joe Montana. And, you know, to me, that's good company to be kept in, but truth,
it's the same kind of offense. I mean, it's the exact same offense that Bill Walsh West Coast offense came to Green Bay. It's gone through Mike Holmgren.
Yeah,
you know, probably took a little bit of a break with the also rans between Holmgren and McCarthy there, but it's an offense that's almost looks like it's designed, and it probably is, for Aaron Rodgers.
truth be told, look, I think they made the Kansas City Chiefs look a little bit worse than they really are. And I also thought I saw the Chiefs figure things out a little bit with their wide receivers. So I'll say it right now. I think Kansas City is a 10-6 team by the end of the year. And you know what? People are saying they're not that great, but ultimately, that's not as bad of a football team as the Green Bay Packers made them look to be. But interesting day. And speaking of that, Colin Kaepernick on the other side of it, man, he's got a lot to kind of step up for this week with the terrible performance he had against the Arizona Cardinals last week. And hey, he'll be at home. He's got a good opportunity. Aaron Rodgers going back to his old stomping grounds. Should be an interesting ball game there. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. And then on the other side, we're going to hook up with Steve Pfeiffer, Valley from Milwaukee, and we'll get the skinny on what he thinks about the Packers and the Colts and everything else going on in the NFL. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
What the hell's going on out here?
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week, but this week he's on tour, man, with his Cleveland Browns in San Diego. Going to hook up with Steve Pfeiffer from WSSP Sports Radio in Milwaukee here in just a moment. Got a kind of a lot of things on my mind to ask him about what's going on with the Green Bay Packers. So interested to hear what Steve has to say. Do we have Steve yet, by the way? I don't even know. But let's see. Steve Pfeiffer, are you with us?
I'm with you, man. What's going on?
Hey, brother. How you been, man? It's been a long time since you and I have done some radio. But how are things going in Milwaukee, man?
Things are going good. Got no complaints. Got a Packer team that looks like they're Super Bowl bound, probably. Got a Milwaukee Bucks basketball team that looks like they'll contend in the East. And the Brewers have a new general manager, and the rebuild begins for the next 5 years. So that about sums up the Milwaukee sports world.
You know what, man? I'm excited for Milwaukee Bucks basketball. I got to be honest with you. I really am. That's something that I have had a real passion for since I was a real little guy there growing up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So big fan of the Bucks and a big fan of what they're doing with them. But like you said, man, it's kind of about the Packers right now, at least at this moment, for about another 20-some-odd days before the NBA gets going. But Green Bay Packers, man, Aaron Rodgers, look, the guy's unbelievable. We all know that. No Jordy Nelson the whole year. They've had some guys really step up. I think the bringing back of James Jones, man, speaks volumes about how well the Packers think, to be honest with you. It wasn't like, hey, let's go out and let's get Marvin Harrison or somebody like that. It's let's get somebody that knows our system, we can bring back and be a guy that can come in and add to the puzzle right away. And look, James Jones, we all know what he does. He catches touchdowns and he makes big plays for the Green Bay Packers. But they seem to find guys all the time, Steve, that make big things happen for Green Bay. And they're kind of like Green Bay guys, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's the system. It's the quarterback. You got a Hall of Fame quarterback. You can make any receiver look better than they are. And that's proven by James Jones, who's not that good. I mean, look at what he did in Oakland. Man, he's all right. Got cut by the New York Giants, who just brought in Wes Welker, of all people, who doesn't even know his name, I don't think, nowadays, to work out. And the Packers take that wide receiver, James Jones. He puts him onto the football field without any training camp whatsoever. And James Jones is playing like a Pro Bowler right now. So is it James Jones or is it Aaron Rodgers making James Jones look as good as he is? I tend to think it's more or less Aaron Rodgers making James Jones better than he is. And when James Jones contracts up at the end of the year, we'll see how much he gets paid and who he gets paid from. I'm willing to bet you that he'll end up taking another small deal. And he'll stay in Green Bay because the rest of the people around the NFL won't buy into it a second or a third time.
Well, look, the bottom line is it seems to work. And, you know, as they say, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. Let me introduce you to my partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Like I said, he's a huge Cleveland Browns guy. He's in San Diego right now following his Browns. But, well, no, and you know what? It'll be interesting because we got to talk to you a little bit about the Colts, too, because I know how big of a Colts guy you are and this interesting news about Andrew Luck developing. But, Jeff, Steve Pfeiffer, Milwaukee's WSSP's one of their finest, to be honest with you. Jeff, introduce yourself and throw something at Steve.
Hey, Steve. Pleasure to speak with you. Let's keep it right there on the Colts. How concerned is Ryan Grigson and Chuck Pagano about the shoulder? And is this a preventative measure or is it a necessary measure to sit him and start Matt Hasselbeck against the Jaguars?
I think part of it is to play the Jaguars. You know, if this was the Patriots, I'm guessing Luck would probably play. I mean, from everything I've seen, there's no structural damage to Luck's shoulder, according to the Colts. So there's no structural damage. I'm guessing it's sprain or something along those lines would be my guess. You know, they go out and they sign Josh Johnson this week. That was really the red flag that showed you that Luck probably wasn't going to be ready to play. I saw another report that he had a private workout last night with coaches in Indianapolis trying to see if he was going to be ready for the game or not. They then made the determination that he wasn't going to play. And again, why risk him? I mean, you should be able to beat the Jaguars with Matt Hasselbeck, I would think, going into this game and then going forward. If there was structural damage, then obviously, you know, season's over because Matt Hasselbeck's not taking you to the playoffs. But well, I think at this point, I think they're all right. But, I mean, as far as the general manager Grigson goes, he hasn't been all that good, to be quite honest with you. I mean, he did get Andrew Luck, sure, and I'll give him that. But he's made numerous bad free agent decisions. And Andre Johnson and Frank Gore on the outset looked like they were good deals, but Andre Johnson has been a complete non-factor. Not at all. I mean, you have Dante Moncrief. You have the newest draft pick, Philip Dorsett, now starting to get targets as well. And Andre Johnson's a forgotten man. Frank Gore finally started coming to his own, it looked like, last week, and hopefully he'll be able to be effective today against Jacksonville.
That's the voice of Steve Pfeiffer, WSSP in Milwaukee, joining us here on Dorf on Sports. Hey, let me ask you this. You know, we're talking about the Colts a little bit. That offensive line, shaky at best. You mentioned Andre Johnson not fitting into that offense right now. Word about him is he's more like a tight end nowadays than a wide receiver. Doesn't really have the speed that he's had. What are you hearing about that? And you know, we talk about Aaron Rodgers, and you say, you know, he's so great and this and that and the other, and he makes everybody else around him better, which is what a great player does. We're not seeing that out of Andrew Luck this year, and we're not going to see it today as Hasselbeck gets the start. But moving forward, how much of this is on Andrew Luck's shoulders, man?
Not much. No, because Andrew Luck's not Aaron Rodgers. If you take Aaron Rodgers in his second year versus watching Brett Favre and holding a clipboard, Aaron Rodgers would have been a laughingstock of the NFL. He was horrible his first couple of years in training camp. He was so bad after his first training camp that the Packers were considering drafting Vince Young, according to Andrew Brandt. And Vince Young went a couple of picks before the Packers got their pick, and they ended up drafting A.J. Hawk. But they were considering drafting Vince Young. So you got to remember where we are here with Andrew Luck. I mean, he is early in his career. His offensive line isn't good. And going back to Gregson, I mean, he made signs like Oscar Charolis, who was awful, and signed him from, I believe it was the Detroit Lions, and they cut him before the beginning of the year this year because he still hasn't gotten any better. This falls slowly on the shoulders of Gregson. And I really believe that if this team doesn't show some major improvement between now and the end of the year, I think Ryan Gregson's going to lose his job as general manager, and I think Chuck Pagano will be out as head coach with the new GM coming in. I think you're going to see a shakeup in Indy because this offensive line has been brutal for years, and it needs to be addressed and fixed. Otherwise, you're going to get Andrew Luck killed playing quarterback.
Yeah, no, and that's the concern, you know, obviously is got to keep the guy healthy. And if he does have issues with that shoulder, it makes even that much more important. A little bit about Frank Gore. You know, I agree with you. On paper, these moves, man, you would have thought these are going to be some key acquisitions that they make, but hasn't really panned out. You know, and the only thing I'm thinking about Frank Gore is what does he have left in the tank? He's, you know, we know what kind of a runner he is, man. He takes a pounding and keeps on going. But at the end of the day, as these guys get older, it's about what they have left in the tank. And that is something that could make it a little easier on Andrew Luck or whoever's behind center moving forward as well, is if that running game could be something that they can rely on and something that they can count on week in and week out.
Sure, but you're right back to the offensive line again. I mean, that's the same problem we were talking about before. I mean, it's not only just pass blocking, it's moving people and being good run blockers too. I mean, they just paid Costanzo, the left tackle, a bunch of money. And in my opinion, he's not worth the money that they just paid him. He's just not. I don't think he's a premier left tackle in the National Football League. But again, that's Gregson and throwing around foolish money at this point. So we'll have to wait and see how this thing goes forward. But like I said, last week they started to show signs of life, moving guys off the line of scrimmage, getting a couple of holes for Gore. And when they did, Gore hit the hole and did his job. And today against the Jacksonville Jaguars, it's going to be an interesting test because you would think the Jaguars will make Matt Hasselbeck try and beat them. And they'll just walk people up, play to stop Frank Gore, and see if Hasselbeck still has anything left. He hasn't started a game, I don't think, in like 2 years in the NFL. It's been a long time. Now, he does have weapons to throw to. I mean, you've got a nice tight end. You've got the nice wide receiving core and everything else. We'll see what he can make of it, because Hasselbeck isn't going anywhere. I mean, if they get after him, he's not going to be able to run out of the pocket and go pick up 10, 15 yards like Colin Kaepernick. That's not happening.
Hey, Steve, if Pagano is indeed out after the season, and obviously this has a chance to play itself out, but does, you know, if Irsay does clean house, does he go for sizzle over substance and make that move to Tuscaloosa for Nick Saban, even though Saban couldn't make it work in Miami?
Yeah, I think that's a distinct possibility. I mean, if you follow Irsay at all, you know he is all about winning Super Bowls. That's all he cares about right now. When they let Peyton Manning go, you know, he said, okay, he wanted me to win Super Bowl, but we need to win Super Bowls. That's what this is. This is what it's all about. And he put the same pressure on Andrew Luck now. And he's about winning championships. He's not about winning one. And he is a big thinker, and he doesn't have a lot of patience, I don't think, right now, because he wants more than one out of Andrew Luck. He doesn't want this to go the same way as Peyton Manning or the same way as Brett Favre or hopefully the same way as Aaron Rodgers, where you have this Hall of Fame quarterback and you get one Super Bowl out of, you know, 10 or 15 years of their career. You just walk away shaking your head going, how did we not have more? I mean, if you look at that Colts team with Peyton Manning, they were among the best offenses every year in the National Football League and still could only manage one. They got to two, and they lost the second one to the Saints. But you want to be able to close. Now, as far as Saban in Miami, that was interesting because Saban came in, wanted control of personnel and everything else. I don't think he really had as much say as he wanted. And I think if Ursay goes and gets Saban out of Alabama, I think Ursay will just give him total control of everything he wants. He'll let him be GM and coach, let him draft his own players. Obviously, Saban has shown he can evaluate talent from all the recruiting and success he's had at Alabama. You let him come in, and the one thing you know with Saban is you're going to have a much better defense than you have right now.
Hey, Steve, do you have a few more minutes to spend with us on the other side of the break, and then I'll let you finish that thought, or do you got to run?
I do have to run, unfortunately. I'm sorry, guys.
No worries, man. Hey, appreciate you taking time out. Let's catch up maybe next week or sometime very soon, and we'll talk about more about what's happened in the NFL with you, brother.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoyed it.
Have a great day. Steve Pfeiffer, WSSP, joining us here on Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, man. A lot to talk about. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Removing a threaded tub faucet can be tricky if you can't loosen it by hand. I'm Danny Lifter with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about an easy way to get this job done right after this.
Concerned about grout staining? Worry no more. New Fusion Pro Single Component Grout from Custom Building Products is a revolutionary new grout with unsurpassed stain resistance built into the formulation. It resists common household stains, and it never needs to be sealed like standard grout. And unlike other stain-resistant grouts on the market, such as epoxy or urethane, Fusion Pro is easy to work with and clean. So no matter if you're tiling yourself or hiring a professional, ask for Fusion Pro Grout for a beautiful, long-lasting tile installation.
Changing out tub hardware is a great way to give your bathroom a new, updated look. But sometimes it's nearly impossible to remove a threaded tub faucet by hand, especially if it's been in place for years. Adjustable locking pliers might do the trick, but they'll scratch the hardware in the process. The solution is a thick wooden dowel to provide the needed leverage. In some cases, a piece of an old wooden broom handle will be the perfect size. First, make sure the faucet has no set screw beneath, indicating it's a push-on type. If not, it's a threaded model. Insert the dowel into the faucet opening as far as possible and begin turning it counterclockwise. If you plan on reusing the fitting and don't want to mar the finish, simply wrap the dowel in a soft cloth. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Sports betting and daily fantasy sports will never be the same with advanced algorithmic tools from SwishAnalytics.com. With data-driven bet recommendations for every MLB game every day and a suite of daily fantasy tools including player projections and optimized lineups, it's easier than ever to beat the sportsbooks and your daily fantasy competition at SwishAnalytics.com. Get started today with your 7-day free trial and start making the smart bets and daily fantasy plays every single day with SwishAnalytics.com. That's SwishAnalytics.com. Smarter sports. Bet on it.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just got done with Steve Pfeiffer from WSSP in Milwaukee. We actually drilled him about the Colts more than the Packers because I know the guy's a big Colts guy, and obviously in the way that he was talking about them, he's definitely in touch with what they've got going on there. But throughout the season, we'll definitely talk to him because definitely a wealth of knowledge when it comes to football. But, Jeff, I want to get back into it with you a little bit, man. You know, there's a lot of interesting games on the docket this week when you think about it. And by the way, again, the Jets and the Miami, it's an interesting game, only about just a little under 6 minutes left, by the way. Jets on top, 27-14. Miami is driving, trying to punch it in the end zone. Looks like they caught it, but the guy couldn't get his feet in bounds. So now it's third down and goal and has an opportunity to close the gap a little bit. But interesting, man. Very interesting because they're playing in London. We got a real long day of football when you think about it, Jeff. How many hours of football is there today with the game starting so early? It's got to be 12 hours of football today, something like that.
Yeah, you figure about 13 with the crossover between between the 1 o'clock slate and the 4 o'clock slate. I'm speaking in Eastern time, of course. So 13 hours of football. You know, I was up this morning, kind of catching up on the day of college football. So I didn't see, I haven't been watching this game live. I've been staying posted. You know the big turnoff to this game for me is the teams that are on the field. The Jets are going to be the biggest fraud of a 3-1 team that ever played the game. And I'm seeing people on social media start to say the Dolphins might be just as bad as the Browns. And, we saw Lane Kiffin get fired at the airport after a bad day in Tempe. What if Joe Philbin doesn't get to come back from London with the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah. Interesting. You never know, man. The way that it works these days, you're in one day, you're out the next. So that potentially, you're right, man, could happen. Well, let's kind of talk about a few of the games, or let's break them all down, if we will. We've talked a lot about the Colts, but they play the Jaguars. We know that Matt Hasselbeck is getting the start. No Andrew Luck for them. You know what? I think it's a tougher game than it seems like on paper, to be honest with you, because anytime you're not playing with your starting guy, there seems to be a little bit of time to figure things out. And Hasselbeck, it's been a couple of years since the guy's actually played. So I would say that, you know what, like the Devils had a trap game, or I'm sorry, the UCLA Bruins had a trap game with the Devils coming in on Saturday. Maybe this is a trap game for the Colts.
Yeah, possibly. You know, the thing to think about it, Jacksonville's not on the whole terrible. I mean, they're a bad football team. There's no question about it, and they have been for a very long time. But the strength of that team with what Bradley does there is they've drafted defensive players. They're very strong in their front four, and that can make for a nightmare for a backup quarterback that obviously isn't going to have his timing down, that isn't mobile, that's a very old man in, relative terms with this game. Jacksonville could give them a hard time. I remember looking at the New England Patriots schedule when we believed that Tom Brady would be suspended for the first four games. And I looked at that Jacksonville game and I said with Garoppolo, now, what was the final last week? 51-10, something like that. But when you look at Jacksonville, they're very difficult on defense for an inexperienced quarterback. And that might play seriously to the Jaguars' advantage. I would still take the Colts today, but they, Frank Gore needs to keep it up, and they really need to help him out. Whether it's Fleener, Dwayne Allen, getting those receivers involved, so seeing if Philip Dorsett can utilize his speed and make it easy on Matt Hasselbeck, just throw jump balls and just let Dorsett outrun the coverage.
Yeah, I like the Colts to somehow pull this thing out. To be honest with you, and they'll figure it out. They'll figure out a way to make it happen with or without Andrew Luck. At home, Jaguars, you got to think they're going to step up to the occasion. Giants and Bills, man, this is an interesting one. I think the Giants are better than their record. You talk about the Jets being a fraud with their record. I actually think it's like the reverse for the Giants. They had double-digit leads in the first couple games, and lose them late in those ball games. So I actually think they're one of those teams they're only going to get better with Cruz coming back when he does, and they've got a solid receiving core. Defensively, maybe that's a little bit of a problem. But Eli, we know if he can get it going, man, they can be a pretty good football team. I think that's an exciting football game, to be honest with you. I like that one. It's just kind of a fun game to watch.
I like the idea of Steve Spagnuolo going up against T-Mobile there. The Bills, we're waiting for them to turn the corner. I'm starting to get impatient, and I know that Rex Ryan's only been there, for a month of games so far. But they're kind of like the Kansas City Royals. You keep waiting for them to turn the corner because you know when they do, they're going to be something else, and they're going to end that Patriots reign because the Miami Dolphins and, probably my third least favorite team in the NFL, the Jets, are not going to unseat the Patriots. But Rex Ryan, if he can get it together, he won with Mark Sanchez in New York. You got to think that with Taylor there, finally getting the opportunity, I think that he's always known that he was going to be a starting quarterback in this league eventually. I like the Buffalo Bills in this game, but I think the Giants are going to make it interesting. Let's see how the Giants run the football and take the pressure off Eli. Keep him off his back a little bit.
Panthers and Buccaneers, it's two quarterbacks. Cam Newton, if you ask me, I think he's a guy that is a rising superstar in this league. And then you've obviously got the youngster, on the other side. But, and Jameis Winston, and I think the Panthers are a pretty good football team all around, too. And I think this could be a good football game, but I kind of like the Panthers to pull this one out, man.
Everybody's saying that the Panthers are probably the most fraudulent of the 3-0 teams. I really like that defense. Yeah, they're not blowing anyone away, and yeah, their schedule hasn't been extremely difficult to date. But they've really got something. Having to play without Kuechly is going to be a problem. But let me throw in a side note. I like the Panthers in this one. Tampa Bay's terrible. I like the Panthers in this one, but Cam Newton, what a special human being he is. I don't know if you caught wind of the kid that wanted the Halloween party, and they unfortunately they don't expect this young man to make it to Halloween. So Cam Newton goes to this kid's town and throws a Halloween party in late September, early October. Really reaches out. You could do your obligation for the charities in the NFL. They take Tuesdays off to visit hospitals. Every team does it. But for Cam Newton to go above and beyond, I think he's overcoming the Scam Newton label, with his recruitment from Blinn College to Auburn, and overcoming the laptop incident in Gainesville. And he's really becoming one of those guys, one of those good guys. I think he put Rodgers in that conversation. There's probably a couple others, but I really wanted to take time out this morning to appreciate Cam Newton's efforts and his outreach and his giant heart.
Well, and speaking of that, just real quickly, because I do want to get through a couple more games. Well, what did you think of him saying that Ed Hockley said he was too young to get the call, and then people are showing the video where it says, you're a runner or whatever. You could kind of read those lips to a certain degree, but there is time where we don't see what's happening between them after the play when they don't have the camera on them. What does Cam Newton have to gain by lying about this?
Nothing. I'm sure that whether it was said or not, that's, he heard you're too young to get that call. Now, if it was some other variation of it, reading the lips or whatever, and maybe it wasn't that you're too young to get that call, but if Cam, that's what Cam heard. And, that's kind of out of line. I mean, it's difficult because these athletic quarterbacks basically become running backs. But Hockley shouldn't be saying something like that. He really shouldn't be making any commentary at all when a player argues a call. He should swallow the whistle, bite his tongue, and get on to the next play.
Browns and Chargers today. Do the Browns have a shot to get it done, do you think, or what?
I think they do. I think that I think Mike Pettine's actually on the hot seat. Nobody thought that he would be going into the season in year two, but they're not playing to their level of talent. You could joke that they're the Browns and they don't have any talent and they've missed on a lot of draft picks, but they've got talent on the defensive side of the ball. They're not able to stop the run. They've got talent up and down that offensive line. I think Isaiah Crowell is a legitimate NFL running back and he hasn't been able to get it done. I think Pettine's going to pull some rabbits out of his hat today. The Chargers aren't very good. I think the Browns can pull off the upset on the road, but they have to play flawless football. And if the first half goes bad for Josh McCown, I think we're going to see number two in the game.
Hey, do you think that the Chiefs, like I think, are better than the Packers made them look the other night? And I sort of felt like throughout the game, at least in the second half when they were somewhat coming back, still needed a lot of things to happen for them positively, but they did make a little bit of a push, and it had a lot to do with that they were able to get those wide receivers involved. So question for you, do you think like I do and that the Chiefs are a little bit better than the Packers made them look and they might actually have figured it out with the wide receivers?
I don't. And here's why. You know, every team comes down to the head coach quarterback tandem. And Andy Reid, throughout his career, hasn't been able to play in the clutch. You know, they've outplayed some teams, you know, both with the 49ers and the Eagles before they came together on the Chiefs. But there's just no comeback in them. Once you get them down by double digits, you take a 10-point lead on the Kansas City Chiefs in the second half, you're going to win the football game because Alex Smith can play really well, but there's something that happens when he's playing from behind. I think he gets a little stressed. I think he presses a little bit. I think Andy Reid has a lot of panic to him, and I take that Chiefs loss at face value. You know, they kind of stayed in the game. I was wondering if we were going to see Brett Hundley, but I guess Scott Tolzien's the backup there in Green Bay. But they couldn't pull out more than the 16-point lead. So, I mean, the Chiefs hung around, but, you know, I take it at face value. They're a good team, but they're not a great team.
Okay, what about Matty Ice and the Falcons, man? They're 3-0. Kind of, the first half against the Cowboys looked terrible, but then they turned it around and maybe exposed the Cowboys for who they really are without Tony Romo and Dez Bryant, some key players for them missing on defense as well. But are you feeling like the Falcons are for real at 3-0, or are they a team that the record is better than they really are?
Well, it's just the opposite of everything I just said about Alex Smith and Andy Reid. Matty Ice, he is that offense. He's got a ton of comeback to him. And Dan Quinn is figuring out that defense. It wasn't ready-made, but they're playing well. And Kyle Shanahan, I mean, it's got Browns fans thinking what could have been if they would have hired Dan Quinn and kept Kyle Shanahan around, because everything is kind of working. You know, Tevin Coleman goes out and Devontae Freeman takes over the show, taking the pressure off of Matty Ice, and that defense is only going to get better the longer that Quinn is there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I mean, the Falcons, and they found a running game, too. Look, Julio Jones, one of the best receivers in the game. Matty Ice seeming to be in control of the offense. He's been good in years before. They just have never really been able to get over the hump. And they're a team that is to be reckoned with. The Cardinals, man, we'll do it on the other side. We only have a couple minutes left. Cardinals have the Rams coming to town. Broncos play the Vikings. So a couple more games to get through, Jeff, and then we'll get after it ourselves and be able to watch some football for the rest of the day. And you will be lucky because you'll get to do it in San Diego watching your Browns live. So we'll be back in just a moment or so to wrap this thing up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on today's program, Dorfont Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Jeff, as he always is here with me each and every Sunday. Really appreciate you taking time out, especially when you're about to watch a game or in a few hours watch a game between your Browns and the Chargers. Final thing to get through today before we get out of here. Just couple of games left to really talk about, and the Cardinals and the Rams are one of them, with obviously a tougher Ram team coming in, but Cardinals have been playing pretty well, man. That's a pretty good football team. Jeff? Well, maybe he's not with us. I'm not sure.
You know, they're going to be a tough team to take down. I don't expect anybody to do it in Glendale. I think when they go on the road, you know, they always have a tough time in St. Louis. Everybody has a tough time in St. Louis. Everybody has a tough time in Seattle. San Francisco is a little bit of a different animal this year. But the Arizona Cardinals are a legitimate team. I put them right there with the Green Bay Packers as the class of the NFC.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. I mean, those to me are the two teams that you have to look for the Super Bowl to go through to get to the Super Bowl. At this point, I think it's either the Green Bay Packers or the Cardinals. And again, man, there's a lot that can happen. We know. I mean, look, it's the NFL. It is what it is, right? Week to week, we think this team is great or that team is great. It's all about being healthy at the right time. And those guys will be playing a pretty meaningful game when I think about it obviously in December sometime. So that'll be a very important game probably for home field advantage, Jeff.
Yeah, and home field advantage is a big deal. You know, we haven't seen it from the Packers lately. You know, they went from, you know, through the Lombardi era, through a good deal of the Favre era before they dropped that game to Michael Vick and the Falcons in 2003. But they're not the same team in December and January. And they, you know, I kind of want to keep my eye on the Packers to see how, you know, number 12 throws the ball when the weather starts to get cold up there in Wisconsin.
I'm not too worried about him. I just want him to be healthy. That's really what I want, is I want him to be healthy at the right time, because I think with a healthy Aaron Rodgers last year in the playoffs, they get by Seattle. It doesn't happen the way it did for them. But, look, it is what it is, man. At the end of the day, it's NFL football, man. We love watching the games. But for Jeff Rich, for Scott, for everybody involved today, which is Steve Pfeiffer from WSSP in Milwaukee, John Poulter, and Seth Marenbloom, I'm the Dorfman saying peace.